As the United States combats the deliberate spread of deadly anthrax spores, President Bush today proposed measures to strengthen the 1972 convention that bans the production, development, and possession of biological weapons. The White House proposals come just 3 months after the administration walked away from a UN draft agreement that was also designed to put teeth in the Biological Weapons Convention. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The president has proposed a variety of steps. One is the creation of a UN mechanism to investigate suspected biological weapons use. Another is that all parties to the Biological Weapons Convention, ratified by 143 nations, including the U.S., enact legislation that would make it a crime to create biological weapons and would allow perpetrators of such crimes to be extradited. The president also is calling for stronger oversight and security in the field of biotechnology. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the proposals are being offered as an alternative to the UN draft agreement, or protocol, that the U.S. rejected in July.
We haven't actually made a formal proposal yet. We're still going to talk to friends and allies and develop a proposal that we think will work.
The proposals would be enacted country by country on a voluntary basis. That's quite different from the proposed UN protocol. It called for a new international organization that would conduct mandatory inspections of facilities capable of producing germ weapons. The draft agreement was the result of years of painstaking negotiations, and some U.S. allies were outraged when the U.S. alone rejected it. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice today once again defended the U.S. position.
We just thought that the particular protocol that was being discussed was not addressing the problems that biological weapons pose.
The U.S. argued that biological weapons production is extremely difficult to detect and that inspections could jeopardize legitimate biotechnology and pharmaceutical research. Joseph Cerencioni is director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, based in Washington.
I think the administration, or at least some people in the administration, have got to be looking back on that decision to reject the protocol with regret at this point. It would be real nice to have the ability to conduct inspections right now in Iraq, for example, or in former Soviet facilities now in Russia and Kazakhstan.
Cerencioni acknowledges that the proposals outlined by the White House today would strengthen the Biological Weapons Convention and help to detect cheats.
But it's a piecemeal approach. It's going to take a long time to get these steps up and running, and it really doesn't take the place of the verification protocol that unfortunately the United States rejected.
Administration officials say they've been discussing alternatives to the UN protocol for the past several months. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the recent outbreak of anthrax made the issue all the more important. Boucher says the U.S. hopes to have a formal proposal on the table by November 19th, when signatories to the Biological Weapons Convention meet again in Geneva. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.